Strange Adventure.
John Friday entered the office of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien and perched his small frame on a vacant corner of the desk.
I heard you wanted to see me, Patrick. What am I supposed to have done now?
Well, you've made me suspicious, that's what you've done. For a whole week now, you've not pulled a fast one on anybody. Oh, but that isn't why I want you. Right now, you and I are partners.
Ah, now you're pulling a fast one, Patrick. How could we ever have been tangled together?
Well, Judge Benson just gave me a copy of Grandpa Harter's will. Here, read it.
John Friday took the paper and began.
In an effort to show the foolishness of the constant rivalry between my friends John Friday and Patrick O'Brien, I bequeath to them my plot of land from the Oakdale Road up to and including Sharpshooter's Hill. They may hold the land in partnership or divide it as they see fit. Signed, Hosea Harter.
The judge says it's legal, so we've got ourselves some land.
Well, what do you want to do with it?
Well, personally, I'd like to split it up.
The two men discussed the proposition. The land was worthless. A jumbled mass of rock and sand. Sharpshooter's Hill was nothing more than a high sandbank. In the old days, the days of marksmanship, it was used just for that, target practice. The targets were placed in front of the hill, hence its name. As time passed, and it became possible to remain alive without being a marksman, the shooting became a sporting proposition. Every Sunday afternoon found men at the target range at the base of the hill. Patrick finally made up his mind.
I'll tell you, John. I'll take the flat part next to the road, and you can have the hill.
The little man agreed. As the papers were drawn up and signed, Sheriff Patrick O'Brien couldn't help laughing.
Well, John, for once I got the best of you. I can charge the men who come on my land to shoot, but I can't keep their bullets from going into your hill. And you can't tell which bullets are fired by who. So there's no way that you can make anybody pay.
For several days after being outwitted by the sheriff, John Friday wasn't seen about town. Then Peter Smorgas reported having seen him digging in the face of his newly acquired sandhill. Sheriff O'Brien became curious and decided to investigate. The little man was working diligently when the sheriff interrupted him.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Patrick?
Now, look, don't tell me that you're down there prospecting for gold in that hill now.
Oh, no, not quite, Patrick. But, you see, this hill has been the backstop for bullets and shotgun pellets so long that, well, it's practically solid lead. I've already dug out over $1,000 worth, and I'm just starting. Say, how long will it take you to collect that much from your target range? But I hope your business is good, because the more they shoot, the more lead there is for me.
And John Friday, as usual, had the last laugh. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Teamwork, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.